AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the NATO summit, President Biden says Russia and China are trying to drive a wedge into their solidarity.
But our alliance is a strong foundation on which we can, our collective security and our shared prosperity can continue to be built.
NATO leaders are worried about threats from China. President Biden will meet Wednesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
There are areas where we can cooperate if he chooses. And if he chooses not to cooperate and acts in a way that he has in the past relative to cybersecurity and some other activities, then we will respond.
The president also said the U.S. is approaching a sad milestone.
Almost 600,000 lost lives because of COVID-19 in America. My heart goes out to all those who've lost a loved one.
The president urged people around the world to get vaccinated. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus with the World Health Organization says the number of virus cases is dropping, but deaths are not dropping at the same rate.
More than 10,000 people are dying every day. During this press conference alone, more than 420 people will die.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the rules will be tightened at the Justice Department for getting records from members of Congress. During the Trump administration, it was revealed the Justice Department secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media. A federal volunteer at the Biden administration's largest shelter for unaccompanied immigrant children says paramedics were called regularly during the time she was there. She says panic attacks would occur often after some of the children were taken away to be reunited with their families, dashing the hopes of those left behind. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 85 points. This is AP News. A new study shows an extra coronavirus shot could help transplant patients.
The most important thing for transplant patients right now is to get vaccinated, but act unvaccinated.
Dr. Dori Segev, who's a transplant surgeon at Johns Hopkins. He's also the lead author of a small study that gave third COVID-19 shots to transplant patients.
All of the people who had low positive antibody levels prior to the third dose, all of them boosted to high positive antibody levels after the third dose.
Working with the National Institutes of Health, Segev's team hopes to begin a more rigorous test of a third vaccination in 200 transplant recipients this summer. I'm Shelley Antler.
Starting tomorrow, face masks will be optional for visitors at Walt Disney World in Florida. Visitors who aren't fully vaccinated still will need to wear face masks indoors and on all rides. Ed Donahue, AP News.